Dear listener, what a week in the life of this host of the Church Abused Coach podcast. Stupid, stinking, stupid sin blasting in on my awareness this week. Sexual sin that damages people I know and love. I want to break things as I scream at the top of my lungs to my Heavenly Father. I hate this. Oh, I hate this. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Church Abused Coach podcast with me, Laurie Sullivan, an author, teacher, wife, mother, Nana, ex-minister's wife, survivor, Jesus-loving daughter of a fantastic, faithful, and ferocious God. If you, like me, have been abused by a minister or church and want to be heard, to heal, to live in hope, I am so glad you're here. In this podcast, we will break the silence on this issue, actively pursue healing, and determine, choose, pick, declare to live victorious anyway. Are you ready for that? Come on, grab that coffee, pour that tea, sip your straw, and let's begin.
Can you relate? Well, let me continue my letter to you, my dear listeners. You who know something of being abused by a person who says he is a Christian but is nothing like Christ. This was a wretched week of revelation to my optimistic attitude and my glass half full outlook. Number one, pornography strikes again. This time with a person I've known for over 30 years. Number two, sexual abuse strikes again with one of my former students who is just now revealing the pain of teenage sexual abuse by her stepfather. I am as angry today as I have ever been about this. I hate pornography. I hate the victimization of teenage girls. Hate, hate, hate it. I know. You would think that I would react with less vehemence, right? After all, it's been over 40 years that I have dealt with porn. No, I hate it. I miss Jesus. I want to live in a world without this sin. All sin, but especially this one. This sin that silently grips men. This hidden, destructive, horrid, wretched sin that took everything from me years ago and dares to touch the lives of those I love. So what is it? The hopelessness of this addiction, I think, is so real. My former student, now Dr. Jessica Gomez, recorded some science about it in her lecture videos to her class on YouTube. The science is depressing. Porn is linked to violence against women. Now, I'll put that information in the show notes for you. And of course, I mean, I'm a Christian. I know, you know, God can heal. He can heal anyone, anytime, of anything. But the sicko, the porn addict, has to want to be healed, right? And then again, God does not always heal us here on earth. So maybe the addict will need to work on the healing. Sigh, right? Puke. I am disgusted and tired of it all. So how's that for honesty? God will find me here. I know, he always does. I yell, I cry, I pray. God finds me where I am and helps me. But today, Today, I just need to scream about porn. Lundy Bancroft, I've mentioned him before, wrote about addiction and angry controlling men in his book, a great book, Why Does He Do That? And I should probably read his introduction today to offer some hope to you, because I am not really offering any. So let me read this. Let me find this and read this part in the intro. You can find it on Amazon. Oh, and this, I got this in the 90s, so I don't even know how long this has been, but here's what he says. I have been working with angry and controlling men for 15 years as a counselor, evaluator, and investigator, and have accumulated a wealth of knowledge from the 2,000 or more cases with which I have been involved. I have learned the warning signs of abuse and control that a woman can watch out for early in a relationship. I've come to know what a controlling man is really saying, the meaning that is hidden behind his words. I've seen clues to recognizing when verbal and emotional aggression are heading toward violence. I've found ways to separate out abusive men who are faking change from those who are doing some genuine work on themselves. And I've learned that the problem of abusiveness has surprisingly little to do with how a man feels. My clients actually differ very little from non-abusive men in their emotional experiences, and everything to do with how he thinks. The answers are inside his mind. However, as delighted as I am to have had the opportunity to gain this insight, I am not one of the people who needs it most. The people who can best benefit from knowledge about abusers and how they think are women, who can use what I have learned to help themselves recognize when they are being controlled or devalued in a relationship, to find ways to get free of abuse if it's happening, to know how to avoid getting involved with an abusive man or a controller or a user next time. The purpose of this book is to equip women with the ability to protect themselves physically and psychologically from angry and controlling men. All of that and more can be read on Amazon, actually, just on, if you look up his book title on Amazon. And Mr. Bancroft has YouTube videos as well that may help. But let me rant a bit more about my precious former student, now a mom of three daughters, who just revealed this week on social media that she was sexually abused by her stepfather. What? When will this crap end? Of course, she is declaring that her children will not ever be near him, ever. Yay. But I was her teacher. I never knew. I saw no signs. I know I have a save the world problem, but I can't help but think that maybe I could have hotlined. I should have seen something. And now there's just another victim who silently suffered and carved out a good life with a good man and three beautiful girls, while holding on to this dreadful secret. So today, my dear listeners, today I want to smash things in some pitiful human effort of releasing the anger and the frustration and the powerlessness of being just a human who wants to save the world. Right. That's not my job. That's not anyone's job. So, dear Jesus, me again. What a stupid, stupid mess sexual sin is. You fix it. You help the people. I am a tired girl. Amen.
Hey friend, if you found hope in today's episode, would you let the world know? Head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. I would really love that. Hey, say hello on my Facebook page, Victorious Anyway, as together we break the silence, find the healing, and live victorious anyway. See you next week.